Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. We are back. So for those people that are listening in, we've learned a little bit. I'm giving my co-host a chance to kind of get herself acclimated because I know she just came in. We've picked up a little bit. I'm just going to give you a little bit of an insight of some of the things that we picked up on. But I got to share with you, I know some of you are disappointed because we haven't been around for a while. So I learned how to do background noises since then. So stop whining. So stop that whining. And I'm not really sure which, I we didn't pick up any, like an intro yet. We didn't even do an intro. So I pulled like a 10-second clip. Something kind of cool. Or we can even maybe pick something like a little bit sad because you guys weren't around for a while. So having said that, I needed, Dawn, when I set this up, I forgot that we needed like an intro music. So we didn't do an intro. I couldn't find the other one.
Yeah,
I don't have it.
I have it somewhere. I got to just dig into my Dropbox.
That's it. So I had to fill it with something. So anyway, so we are here for those people that are listening in on the Dash Radio. So I'll let Dawn, I'm just kind of blabbering just a little bit, but I'm glad that you are here. We just decided that we're going to do our first radio show anyway, and we're going to just talk about a couple of different things and kind of set up some of the stuff that's happening in the future. But I'll do my intro real quick. I am Peter Mingles, and Dawn, you are who?
I'm Dawn DeBrunch. Hello, hello.
Hey. So you can talk. You can talk.
I can talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's really kind of cool that we're doing the thing again. I when I first came home, for those of you who don't know, I've been away a minute, and then I've been back a minute. But it's been an interesting minute, and you know, that will be a topic of much conversation along the way, I'm certain. But, you know, it's I've been doing Twitter Spaces, and I've been involved in NFTs and crypto and, you know, doing the thing. So I've been doing some speaking recently, but we, you know, you and I have this, we have this thing, and it's a good thing. So I'm super excited to be able to get back to it, because we couldn't do that before, you know?
That's so true. So we started the Dash a long time ago. It was a long time ago. I don't remember exactly when, the exact date, but I know it was in 2012, where you and I were talking about a couple of different things. And I was talking, like you have such valuable information as we were talking. I said, you really got to get this stuff out. And we really have to put it up on the internet. And we kind of decided that we were going to do some kind of a podcast, and it was, I think, either a couple of days before Christmas Eve or maybe even Christmas Eve Day, but somewhere around then of 2012 that we decided to do our very first podcast. And as a matter of fact, you'll be able to hear it on this channel already, because we have all the legacy codes up there. But if you remember our first one, like, we didn't know what we were doing, because we were like first time live. So we kind of recorded a little stream of consciousness, however it was, and I don't know how many episodes. I think there's like 135 separate episodes on the original Dash Radio show, and then everybody got busy and doing different stuff, and we'll explain all of that stuff in a little bit. And then recently, when the planet started to line up, We've always been kind of teasing each other, like, we should really get that thing started again and get that thing started again and get that thing started again. But timing is never exactly perfect. I mean, there's always just, like, different and various things going on. And I've been saying, let's just get started. And you've been saying, let's just get started. So here we go.
We're just getting started.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of experience that we both have that can contribute to people's knowledge and or their experience level, and they can kind of listen in as well, because we both come from really different and similar backgrounds. So the stuff that you've learned, you know, is the stuff that I would want to learn, and sometimes some of the stuff that I might have an idea of. And then we also have to blend that in, and we might even do that on this radio show, with some of the stuff that's just developing. So like that AI whole thing, Like, that all is just developing, and we hopefully will be able to add to the listening audience's stream of knowledge on how everybody, not just Dawn and not just Peter and not just, you know, the world is all learning on how to deal with this new thing. So it's the appropriate time, I think, that we get started on our Dash radio show. So I know you picked out a couple of different domain names. I'm not sure which ones we have. I don't know which ones we'll use as the main domain name. But why don't you rattle off some of them that people will be able to go to, and probably right now, as of today, which is, what's today, May 15th? So mm-hmm. May 15th of 2023, they'll probably see like a parked page because, like I said, we're getting started. So which ones do we have and which ones will we use?
Well, that's a trick question because I just tried to sign into GoDaddy as you were talking because I actually would have to do that. And hold on, let me get it. Sign in. You know,
well, while people are signing in, they could always find us on this platform where we do the recording. So we chose a long time ago to use Blog Talk Radio as one of the platforms where we could do the recording because they spin it out to iTunes and Player FM and a whole bunch of iVox and a whole bunch of other ones. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/the-, you'll always be able to find something there. So all of the recordings are done there, and then we pull the recordings and we'll eventually put them on a different domain name, and that might have given Dawn... Oops. Oh, shoot, she dropped off. Dawn dropped off. Because she's probably pushing buttons. She's probably pushing buttons. So we'll give it a second. Rig-rugged. She just dropped off, which means she was probably, like, trying to get into the account and then move some buttons and accidentally cut her off of this one. So here we go. And you are back. I just explained that you probably pushed the wrong button. So you dropped yourself off. So, Dawn, are you there? We'll let her come back in. Turn your microphone on again. Hold on. Are you there? I don't hear you. We don't hear you. So we don't hear you. You might try to call in. Oh, she dropped off. So I'll play some of our music while we're waiting. And you are here. We don't hear you. Crap. We don't hear you. So for those people listening in, I'm going to take myself and put us on shadow mode. See if that works. Okay, I took myself off shadow mode. Volume just a tad. We are working on it. Come on, come on. Here we go. Hey, Dawn. Peter's here. Peter's here. Call in. She might just have to call in. Texting you might need to use phone. Try it one more time.
I am here.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, we made it. Wait. I have no idea.
That was the whole thing. So, yeah, I was actually just about to start complaining about something, and then it hung up on me. So I think that it was that. I'm basically,
I think we have a sound effect for that. I think we have a sound effect for that.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. But basically happened was I have a VPN, right? And so I have a VPN because the state of Arkansas blocks me from being able – I'm in crypto and NFTs, and I can't see any of my art on a lot of the marketplaces. They just block the ability to see the art, not even transact. I mean, it's just that I can't see the art that I'm looking to buy or looking to sell. I just can't see it. So I had to turn the VPN off in order to get into GoDaddy, because GoDaddy saw that I was not at my required location or IP to access this. So I turned off the VPN, which then disconnected me from the show.
And
then trying to get back in, I had to get a whole cert, you know, technology. It's great when it works. Okay, so the domain names that we have, I think we got Dash Radio Show. I'm going to just rattle them off. And then we will actually get a, we'll get, you know, a bunch of stuff up and running. But let me see. We have... I'm scrolling through many domains. We got the-radioshow.com, dashradioshow.com, and dashrad.com. That's what we got.
Perfect. Yep. Excellent. Okay, good. So we'll put some stuff on either one or many of those, or redirect them wherever we're going to redirect them. And if you just remember, we call this the dash. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/the-dash, you'll be able to see that there as well. And all of the radio shows are there. And I gotta give a little bit of a hat tip, if you will, or a kudos to the people at Blog Talk Radio, because when we weren't doing the show, we didn't necessarily expect them to keep up all of the previous episodes. But they did for us, which was very nice. So they're very good people. Yeah,
really
sweet. Because all of that stuff probably could have been either lost or a pain in the neck to recreate, because people like me and you, like, we have them somewhere. Like, they're somewhere. But, you know, which computer, which hard drive, which Google account, which, you know, iCloud account might they be in, or wherever. So the people at the radio show, they did a good job as far as keeping our legacy interviews. And by the way, a lot of those legacy interviews, you can listen to them because they're a world of knowledge and great guests. I mean, we had some great guests on our previous radio shows, even though it's a decade ago. Is it that long? Crap.
It's
a decade ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a long time.
And wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. It's a decade ago, and but a lot of the material is great, and you'd be listening to it just like you're listening to it today. So having said that, okay, so where do we want to start on the dash? Oh, can I ask you to start with our poem, girl?
I mean, yes. So I will get it. Hold on. Linda Ellis is the woman who in 1996 published the poem that inspired the name of the show. And I've reached out to her and we started to talk, and she's going to come on our show, which is super cool. But this is the poem. It's called The Dash by Linda Ellis. You can find it in a variety of beautiful different images, but it says, I read of a man who stood to speak at a funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of birth and spoke of the following date with tears, but he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years, for the dash represents all the time they spent alive on earth. And now only those who love them know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are those things you'd like to change? For you know, you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. To be less quick to anger and show appreciation more and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect, and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might last only a little while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you lived your dash? And that's it. That's why we named it the dash. Yeah.
Yep.
Gives me goosebumps every time.
Yep. I don't know if you remember that. I don't remember everything, like the time frame of when we were going through that sort of stuff. But I remember my dad had passed away in 2010. And that was a tough thing because, you know, you're thinking about buying a tombstone. You got the date of birth, and then you got the date of when it was over. And you just say, you know, for anybody who's ever known anybody, everybody's dash means so much. And, like, you really don't know. Like, that is such a... That is such a complex and sometimes so a personal thing because it's internalized by the relationship you had with that individual. So for me, that dash thing was really something that was special, and it was maybe heavy on my heart at that time. But I remember that was some of the thought processes that were going on in my mind when we were building or thinking about the title for the radio show and what we wanted to do with it. So I don't remember what was going on in your mind as well, so maybe if you can remember, you can share it with the audience.
I mean, I had just had a grand jury indictment, and the government had tweeted about me, and I made world news, and I was spiraling and shattered completely in every possible way. Because I, you know, as you know, still to this day cannot tell you what I did wrong. But that's a story for another day. And, I was broken, like in every way a person could be, really. And you threw me a life preserver and said, listen, we're just going to get on and talk. And I said, but I can't talk about anything. I'm not allowed to talk about anything. Any of what has happened. And I was on a gag order. You know, the attorneys were, you know, you can't apologize to anybody, because even if you say, I'm so sorry this happened, it can be a admission of guilt, and on and on and on and on. And, you know, fast forward through all of the heartache and PTSD and incarceration, and, you know, you've seen all the documents and the evidence, and you know the truth of what really happened, which very few people do. So it's you know, it's been a long, hard, uphill, very rocky, cloudy dick. And you know, but it's amazing.
Somebody put some seasoning on your dash. Somebody put some seasoning on that dash.
Yeah, I'm now Mrs. Dash, right? I've got all sorts of spice going on. Yeah, and I, you know, it's I have to say, you know, I believe that there's no accidents in this lifetime, that, you know, everything is for our highest and best wisdom, and that somehow I raised my hand to walk through all of it. So I did learn a lot. I have a great deal of knowledge that I didn't have before. What, pardon the language, but what the fuck I'm supposed to do with it? I don't have really, I have some concepts, but you know, how to contain all of it, and, you know, is my current container strong enough to handle the pressure of all of it? And it's been a, you know, baby steps kind of a reality for 3 years. But yeah, I mean, my dash is filled with a lot of stuff in that little tiny line, and I think there's just, you know, some fascinating stories to tell and some amazing people.
Yep. Yeah, if you're interested in, if meaning you in the general sense, if somebody's interested in hearing about stuff that happens sometimes behind the scenes and the real stuff that happens, so you can have a more mature view or more exposed view of life, this is like the types of things that we wanted to talk about on the dash, because the stuff that we both went through during that ordeal was life-changing for me as well. And eye-opening, because unfortunately you don't know these things until you're exposed to these things. And then you go down that deep, dark rabbit hole of like, how can it be this way? But it so is. Like, how can it be this way? And oh my gosh, and it opens up the whole concepts of stuff that we'll talk about on future radio shows that I think many people would want to know and be somewhat fascinated by. And then I'll blend in one of my favorite expressions. I think I made this up, but I probably heard it from somebody else, so I probably would be in jail for copyright infringement one way or another, you know, for what I'm going to say next. But I think I made this up. So, and we use this on a lot of the conference calls. Unless I know all the variables, any conclusion I draw is probably wrong. So unless I know all the variables, any conclusion I draw is probably wrong. And I was saying that before this event, you know, this stuff that went on with you and lots of other people as well, and I've reinforced it now because I'll tell you, you know, the truth or the reality behind the headlines or the truth or the reality behind the story that is being told when the one side who is telling the story has permission to tell the story where everyone else on the other side cannot open their mouth for fear of whatever. And it's just crazy the lack of knowledge that happens in the outside world when people aren't exposed to that, that I think is maybe it's purposeful, maybe it's just, I don't know. The answer is I don't know. What's the motivation here? But it certainly well serves the motivation of the people that do it. So the idea that you can't talk about stuff even still is just crazy that people kind of need to hear about. So I don't know what we want to talk about relative to the rest of our very first radio show, but we can talk about what we're going to talk about in the future are some of the things like we're referencing to people that get incarcerated, because you learned a lot about that whole system in place, the prison industrial complex. And we can have stories. I mean, you could fill this with wonderful stories that are both wonderful and tragic.
We got stories, I got stories.
And then we can talk about technology, because one of the things that you have always been on the cutting edge on is always technology. So when it came to cryptocurrency and the NFTs and the mining and the inner workings of companies that deal with NFTs, that's something I only know from the outside. Like, I know a lot about cryptocurrency, but not – like, I know a lot about cryptocurrency from what I've read and what I've experienced. You know a lot about cryptocurrency from what you've worked inside. So, you know, you're a great example of wonderful knowledge of somebody that knows the inside scoop of what goes on with not only cryptocurrency, but then this whole NFT craze that went on and probably still is going on, and the idea where people can make money with it or lose money with it as well. So we can talk about NFTs. We can talk about technology in general with this new artificial intelligence. And we have a, you know, obviously we'll never have a lack of great content
topics
that we'll be able to bring up on.
Yep.
And you know a lot of people that you can bring into these conversations that we'll be able to talk about these things as well. So I'm looking forward to this. This is something that we said we always wanted to do. So, okay, so which one of those topics, if any, do you want to talk about, or how long do you want to run our first show? I set it for an hour, but if we did it for 30 minutes, that'd be fine. Whatever you want to do on our very first show, I'm just going to say we did it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I I think we just talk until we're done talking, and then we say goodbye. That's what I think, you know. Let's talk about AI a little bit, because I know that it's one of your favorite things. And, you know, I have to say that when I was listening to Alex Nacha, the full Nacha is his tag. He is my husband. And he was talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And I told him, I said, you know, whenever you talk about AI, I've watched, I'm a sci-fi junkie, and I said I'm old school, right? And I'm high-tech, high-touch, but I was locked up in cinder blocks with no technology for 4 years. And if you think that you just really can't even conceive of it's interesting, because I got the opportunity to – I've been, you know, backpacking Earth where electricity was run, you know, on a truck battery inverter, if you were lucky enough to have that. I've been where there was electricity in, like, the kitchen for them to cook for you, but you didn't, you know, the lights went out and the lights went out and the fires went on. I backpacked Earth, right? And I love the third world, and I prefer to go to places that don't have hot water except for solar or paraffin showers, you know, and compost toilets, and, you know, that the rest of the world can't get to, because, you know, for a place to be of pristine beauty, it has to be on the road less traveled, or people just screw it up, right? They think convenience is more important than this is how beautiful this is, right? It takes a lot to get to those places, and so a lot of people don't get to see them. And I personally love that stuff. But, you know, it's interesting because while I was gone, while I backpacked Earth before I came back, and even on this particular journey that I chose to take, I found out what it was like to actually be present again, like to be in the room with the person that you were in front of and not be looking at a phone, not be looking at a screen, period. Right? To actually be present and to be looking somebody else in the eye and to have no other conversation but that one happening, and no pings and no buzzes and no anything. Like, I read books. It's just like, I read books and I crocheted. I did things that were tactile. I walked. I did yoga. I connected with self and others in a way that I only did, you know, barefoot in the jungle in the third world. So it's, you know, and I recognized the things that technology steals too. I didn't just see, you know, the downsides of not having technology. I saw the really big upsides of not having technology, and they were profound. You know, like back in the day when dinner bells would be rung by moms and kids would run from all areas because the streetlights came on, they didn't have cell phones, and we didn't have cell phones, and we weren't staring at tiny screens and playing games, and we had each other and our imaginations. And so it's like this really, it's a dichotomy, you know. It's one of those things. And so when I hear AI, I remember the movie, and I remember every movie that I've ever seen where robots take over the Earth and big, you know, Borg type brains are all plugged into each other, and distracted humans don't pay any attention to what's actually going on because they're also busy yelling at each other on social media. And I go, you know, okay, why would I want a computer to think for me? And so this, and then I get, okay, so I've seen the shitty end of this shitty movie, and the humans die and we become car batteries. So, like, this is a great topic. Because I told you, you said, I got to try it. And I said, okay, I will. But I told you, it scares the shit out of me. Like, it really does. And so I want us to have that conversation. I am fascinated by all the input and feedback I've received about how fantastic it is. And I think we should just open it up. That's my story, though. Scares the shit out of me. But, you know, I have the Hollywood version in my brain, the Matrix.
That's right. Well, I remember when you and I kind of first met, we were talking about programmers. And it was kind of like, I love programmers because they're so good at what they do. I mean, they work the world go around. And then I hate programmers at the same, you could use this in the same sentence. Because they just, you know, they're just programmers. They just, things don't work. They screw up. They don't test things. They use words like, that should work, you know, or that wasn't supposed to happen, you know. So, like, we love them and we hate them. So, and I've worked with enough programmers that I really hate programmers. Like, you know, I really. And I really love programmers, too. So it's kind of like that love-hate relationship. So when I heard the term AI, which they've been thrown around AI forever, especially in the MLM world, where they've been talking about artificial intelligence on whatever, like, you guys aren't smart enough to have your level of artificial intelligence is fake intelligence. So they're not smart enough to have artificial intelligence. But when it came to real geeky people and doing artificial intelligence, it, too, scared the hell out of me. Because once you can have this massive amount of data that kind of learns stuff, it will become smarter than people. And bad things are going to happen. The bottom line is bad things are going to happen. We haven't seen that yet. So I was hearing about it, and then in February, I don't know what made me do it in February, but it was late at night, like early in the morning, 2:30 in the morning, I think it was. I don't remember, it was a weekday, and I was kind of tired, but something made me say, go look up like a YouTube video on artificial intelligence. So the first one that I pulled up, I started listening to, and I was doing something else at the same time, like I have two computers, so I'm working on another computer, listening in, and the guy mentions a domain name, chat.openai.com, and I said, I'm just going to go there. So I stopped the video, I played it back, make sure I got the right one, and that's what I did. And it was like February 15th, roughly, I think it was, of 2023. So just a couple months ago. So I go in there, and there's a screen that says, you know, give us your email and, you know, create an account. It's free. So I'm like, okay, I guess I could do this. It's 2:30, I'm really tired. I was thinking about going to bed. So I did that, and, you know, I said, okay, now what do? Do I, my real name, my real fake name? Because I think you need a lot of those names if you're doing stuff online. You need your real name when you need it. Like, if you're dealing with a bank, you need your real name. And when you're signing up for something like a social media thing that you don't want to have your footprint, you need a real fake person. So I've been a real fake person for a real long time as well. So am I consistently fake person? Do I use that one? Do I make one up? You know, because I have my own domain names. I could make up about a million separate domain names or separate email addresses on the fly. So I said, I'll just do it. So I just did it. And then there was a little prompt down on the bottom. I'm like, well, this is kind of easy. You just, like a search engine, just type in, you know, how many billionaires are there in the United States? And that's not what I did, but you just basically type in that little question. And within seconds, it just popped up an answer. And I'm like, this is pretty cool. All right, now you got my attention. Hook's been set, if you will. And I just did another one. And then I did another one. Then I did another one. Then I did another couple. And I'll get to that in a little bit, maybe some other radio show. But then I was done, and I was like, this is friggin' phenomenal. Holy crap. And I did, like, you know, I remember from the YouTube video, the guy says it'll write a poem, and it'll write code. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, go ahead. ChatGPT it was. ChatGPT, you know, write me a poem with my granddaughter's name, use the word goat, like G-O-A-T, and make it, like, 7 lines. And I push a button, and bam, within three seconds, there's this poem. And I'm like, okay, now make it 10 lines. And it made it 10 lines. I'm like, oh, my God, this is insane. So I was kind of into it. So I shut it down. So I'll go back to this tomorrow because now it's getting a little bit late. And then I had to go back to it, Dawn. I had to go back that same night. I go back. One more. I got to do one more. So I go to log in, and it says, you know, hey, listen, you know, you're on a free account. And I'm like, oh, this is where they get you. Son of a bee. Like, son of a gun. This is where they're going to get me. You know, you were a free member, and we let you guys use it because resources were available, and you have a limited access. And if we have the time, we'll let you do this. And now that we belly-hooked you, you have to pay. And I'm like, oh, my God. All right, so what's it going to be? So I'm saying this to myself, like, okay, where do I find the button that says pay? And how much is it going to be? And how much does it need to be for me to walk away? Like, what's it going to be? $999 for the year? That's what I'm expecting, right? Because anything of that much value has to be that much money at least. $1,000, $2,000, $249 a month. I'm not talking about like $2.49. I'm talking about like $249 a month. I'm waiting for the, like, go lower the boom. Like, go for it. And it said $20 a month. Well, I couldn't pull out my credit card fast enough. Like, $20 a month for this? Oh, my God. So that's how I got ChatGPT Plus. And then, since now we're on this AI thing, the world is trying to catch up. Now, I don't know everything about the world, but I'll ask you, Dawn, do you know the other ones that have emerged since the ChatGPT? And I'm not an expert, so you may be more of an expert than I am. But I'm just kind of discovering this as we go along, and I know I'm smarter in this context than almost everyone listening to this radio show. So I know, only because I'm into it now, I know I'm probably smarter than a big portion of the people listening in, so we're educating them at the same time. So do you know the other ones that have become available since the ChatGPT?
I mean, not even remotely possible. I have no idea.
Okay. So this is a little company called Microsoft. And they put out theirs, and I found it by accident. I didn't go looking for it. I use Skype, which is a Microsoft product, to communicate internally with some of the people that I work with. So in Skype one day, it pops up. It says, hey, do you want to try our new artificial intelligence on Bing? And I'm like, sure. So I did. So now Microsoft has one called Bing. So they're incorporating it in their search engine as well. So if you have Skype and then you go look, you'll be able to find it. And I'm sure if you look anywhere else for where do I find Bing, the search engine or the artificial intelligence for chat, I'm sure if you go to Edge, which is Microsoft's browser, it'll be there. But then there's this other little company called, begins with a G, has the stupidest name for a company I said ever. And the easiest website, this is a friggin' website. So the Google company, the stupidest name for a company. That was my intelligent comment when I first heard when somebody says, do you know what Google is? I'm like, what the fuck is a Google? Who the hell would name their company Google? What the hell? Like, what are these people? These people must be idiots. So anyway, so they have like a nothing on their webpage, like, because everybody else is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on webpages, and they got a webpage that says Google. So,
that's all it says in a box.
That's all it says. Yeah. That said Google. Sometimes they put a drawing. Okay. Well,
that'll never work, huh?
That'll never fucking work. Those guys are losers.
Yep.
So if you go to BARD, B-A-R-D, BARD, I don't know what BARD stands for, but if you go to BARD.google.com, you will go to Google's AI, and Google's AI, and we're just finding this stuff out like literally as we go along. Like, this is all stuff that's just being released for the general public. So we're talking today is what? Would you say today is May 15th, 2023. My first discovery of the ChatGPT, which became first available for the general public, was February of 2023. So we're only talking about February, March, April, May. There's a couple of months. So Bing didn't want to be left behind. Bam, they released their version, which they've been working on forever. And then Google did not want to release theirs because they're all problematic. They all have either great information or sometimes flawed information. So they're all an experiment. But if you go to BARD, BARD.google.com, you'll be able to sign up for Google's search engine, which is theoretically probably better than all of them. And the reason why I say that is ChatGPT was started with a database of knowledge that ended, I believe, it's September of 2021. So September of 2021, anything before that can be used for their artificial intelligence, but anything after that can't. So the bottom line is it's somewhat limited. It's great. It's unbelievable, but it's somewhat limited. The Microsoft one, which is the Bing artificial intelligence, actually reads websites live, like now, like live, like holy crap, this is in there now? So if you were typing in, like how did Donald Trump do on the CNN town hall meeting, it would have, ChatGPT would have said, you know, I don't know which one you're talking about. Bing would have said, oh, he, you know, he kicked ass, or, you know, people hate him, or whatever it would have said. And now Google's is real time for Google's database. So now we're talking about, like, oh my gosh. And the first thing that everybody should do is go play with it and watch a couple YouTube videos and see how it works. And then see how it's right and magical, and then see how it's wrong. So we'll discuss like some of the wrong things that I also found that very first night that was the one that made me go back. We'll talk about that maybe on another radio show. But we are witnessing right now our world changing, that this, the comments that I'm making right now are going to be so old by next week. It's crazy. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to talk about all of these things through our own experiences. And I know since I'm into this stuff and you're into this stuff, our experiences will probably be levels above the normal person's experience because they're not into this stuff. I mean, they're regular people doing regular things. So we'll be able to help enhance their knowledge of stuff that can really make a very meaningful difference. So I'll stop talking. But those are the three that I know about so far.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, there is some crazy stuff going on. And, you know, like, for instance, you know, Alex has been looking for a new gig. He, the project he was working for ran out of runway. So he's been, you know, putting in thousands of resumes. And he said, you know, I'm literally going up against AI. And I said, oh, God. So, it's a double-edged sword. And, you know, people who are out there grinding, looking for work and are, you know, considering, you know, putting a resume together, we need to have him come on and discuss that experience. He will have some new evidence. He found an amazing blog post yesterday from a guy who was talking about the new way that somebody has to do a resume, because real people don't read your resume anymore, Peter.
Right.
You know, it's all being scanned by software. There's like, it's just, you know, people who don't grasp where technology is now and, you know, where it is going to go and evolve to, you know, I mean, like I said, I was literally in a black hole of technology. There was no technology available to me for quite some time. And, you know, in 4 years, I came out and I was like a deer in headlights. You know, I was like, oh my God, it's, everything is so advanced and so foreign. You know, when you haven't touched technology in a long time, it can be very intimidating. And so, and I'm, you know, a very high tech human. I've been high tech my whole life. But when it comes down to, you know, people who are, you know, in the market for work and they need, you know, people need to know how to do this stuff now. There's no avoiding it. It's taking over. And that is, you know, it's tough, but efficiency is key. You know, real people aren't going to read your one page or tops two page resume now. Software is going to scan it And if you don't have all of the keywords that they're looking for, you're not going to get, you're going to get a form letter that's automatically sent telling you, yeah, nah, bye. That was really nice of you, but we're not interested. So, you know, it's a pretty heavy duty, you know, transition to make for people. You know, the same rules don't apply anymore. And, you know, to get a real person is actually a whole thing now. You know, to get to the part where a real person's in front of you.
Yeah, we can talk about this for a long time. There was, I was listening to one part of AI where it was being used for voice that was a scam. And basically they can take the, basically what they could do, Dawn, is they could take this radio show so far and probably only use a few minutes of this radio show and train an AI on my voice and your voice and create this radio show using any topic without us. So if you think about that, now let me use one example of a negative situation. There was a woman recently who got a phone call. Her daughter was with her husband and they were away. And she got a phone call from her daughter and her daughter was crying and like sounded like she was in distress. And there was a male's voice in the background who basically picked up the phone and says, listen, lady, I have your daughter. And I am going to do bad things to your daughter unless you give me $1 million, you know, right away. And he said, and she says, how do I know you have my daughter? He put the daughter on the phone. And it was all artificial intelligence, but it sounded just like her daughter. And she knows her daughter. So she says, I know that was my daughter. Like, I know that was my daughter. And then he got really pissed at her and then arranged for her to do $50,000. And she's scrambling because her daughter is begging and pleading, like, please don't hurt me anymore and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
And it was all done through AI. So somewhere
you're not selling me on this, Pete. I'm just letting you know. You're not selling me on this.
Right. So for those people listening in, like, I'm going to say it like this. If we wanted to trick you, so listen to this. If we wanted to trick you, Dawn and I could have already trained an AI to do this radio show. Like, the words that I'm using right now might not even be real. Like,
okay, they are real because I have not even signed into any of this hocus pocus voodoo magic.
Right,
and
exactly.
I am a Trekkie who goes, okay, I know how this shitty movie ends.
Right. This is not good.
You're going to become car batteries, Peter.
This is not
good. It's not good.
So the reality is that for everybody listening in, you no longer can tell whether anything is real or not anymore. That's the power of AI, and it just changed. You don't really know. So going back to my, unless I know all the variables, any conclusion I draw is probably wrong. The things that you used to pick up on is like, well, my gut feeling is, and I've spoken to him a million times, so I know the way he speaks and his mannerisms or whatever. All of that's gone. Gone. It's over. You never really know anymore.
Okay, after my personal experience with the federal government, as I live and breathe, how is anybody going to protect themselves? You know, like how can you even prove that it wasn't you if they've got the ability to just make up your voice and your mannerisms and say that you said it and then play a jury a recording of it if it wasn't even you? Like, that scares the shit out of me after the experience that I have, I could tell you that, you know,
right.
that particular piece is terrifying to me. Like, there's
so let's,
no...
let's kind of play this out. First of all, we do know that our fine government has a tendency of suppressing evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We know that.
Yeah.
So they don't, you know, certain aspects,
facts
they don't even
are
use
are not
them.
Relevant in the court of law.
facts don't matter. Then we also know that they take things out of context.
Mm-hmm.
So if they read 1,000 of your emails, they'll take a fraction of a segment and then make it bigger than it was. So think about this from the federal government side. Those guys are sitting there, you know, just having a field day. They can train AI for your voice, and they can make an audio clip of me and you having a conversation of how I just told you I stole a bank, I just robbed a bank while we were on the radio show. And they could basically blend that in there and use that as evidence. And the judge, like the friggin' judge, do you think the judge understands AI? No. Do you think, you know, the jury understands AI? No. They could play and manufacture whatever evidence they want. So they've always, if I'll say this tongue-in-cheek, lots of the government has always manufactured evidence. This just made it that much easier. Like, they're just having a friggin' field day. Like, I'm sure they have a license with Google and Bart. I'm sure they already have, like, a user's license. Like, can we get her to say this? Can we get him to say this? Oh, my gosh. So all of this stuff is really scary. Then also, let's change it to, like, that's the voice. There's been AI pictures. So artificial intelligence can make pictures. And AI pictures have already outbeat human pictures in places like where they judge human pictures. Like, it's already won first place trophies in, like, huge places, like AI won. And the guy who did the AI basically said, I can't take this trophy because I cheated. I used AI to make this. I said, it was that good. We're going to give it to you anyway. So AI beats images. AI can make anybody say anything that they want to. And the scary part, like I did a little bit earlier with the woman and the ransom with her daughter, that's real. Like, that is real. You no longer can take – the bottom line is you don't know if anyone is real anymore. The next phone call you get, you know, the next text that you get, the next whatever that you get, you just don't know. And for those poor people that are trying to figure out how to hire their next new guy, you know, this artificial intelligence, you could write a better resume than most people if you do it on your AI. So if you're a regular college student, a regular person trying to get a gig, and you're writing a resume and you're spending hours and hours and hours, somebody with AI can write that in 5 seconds and probably better than you, you know? And it's just crazy. Just, it's absolutely insane. So AI is one of the topics we'll talk about, and I'm glad we spoke about it a little bit on this radio show today because it's new, it's current, it's happening, and we're experiencing some of the things that are going on. Now, I'll let you talk, and then I'll just add a little bit more.
Well, I mean, you know, I personally, being in digital art, right, am experiencing, you know, the pushback from artists who have studied their whole lives going up against AI art and the ability to just say, I want you to make a gnome made out of organic materials that is a statue, and I want a whole collection of elves and gnomes that are, you know, basically, you know, in their environment, and I want you to do this, and I want you to do that, and you put it all in, and it spits out everything that you want. Like, I was able to put in my face, my picture, and then, you know, with my eyes and my locks, and I was able to go ahead and tell this thing that I wanted it to be in, you know, me older, and I wanted to see this, and I wanted to see that, and it was crazy, Pete. It was just like to watch a computer create photographs using my face and age me
30 more years and put me in this setting and do this and do that, that it's terrifyingly creepy. I mean, you know, it can do things humans can't. I mean, you know, there's cool stuff that we can do, like the magic of movies and special effects. Those still require people, right? But, you know, AI keeps learning, and soon it won't require people. And that's the thing that is and there's also the thing that it's wrong, okay? Like, it's wrong. There's factual data that's incorrect. It's scraping only from, what, 2021?
Well, that was the ChatGPT. Now the newer ones are doing it from real-time stuff that's on the internet as we speak. But
right,
it's still wrong. It's just, you know, it's still wrong.
But it's still wrong. Right. And so, you know, and I was talking to Alex about it, and I was like, well, Tara told me that, you know, it's coachable and that she's been, you know, feeding data into it. But the reality is, you know, garbage in, garbage out has been around a long time, right? So there's a lot of trash on the internet. There's and then are we going to say that, like, these specific sources are to be trusted? Because we already know that that was a bunch of bullshit, too. None of that was true. So where are the valid sources, and where's the freedom of information, and where's the actual, like, I mean, this guy, you know, is just this AI guy. He's just talking as if he's the authority and knows everything, but the reality is he doesn't. So how do all of us have input that becomes relevant to this? Like, is there a way, or is this just going to be God? You know? Because that shit just really freaks me out. Like, when you're telling me that, well, that this is what they're... I just realized that I left bread in the oven to burn. I can smell it.
Because we're speaking.
Yep.
You know what?
What?
If we ever needed a bigger reason to just say, that's it, we're done. I think we're just about done. Because we're right up. Oh, no, crap, we are. I said we had an hour, and we're right in an hour. Yeah, we're right there.
3 minutes.
Yep. So
three
it's a good time to end.
3 minutes. Yes.
Yep. So
I just sent Alex a text. Bread is burning. Yep. Sure is.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you would like to wrap it up, and next Monday, we will be here, right? We're going to do this every Monday, same time, same bat channel.
Every Monday,
and then we will go ahead and dig out all of the little commercials and files and this is and that's. And yeah, this is fun. I'm really glad
we
did it. Yeah.
Great stuff. Well, hopefully people learn some stuff as well about the stuff we're going to talk about and stuff that we did. So cool. Okay, so here we go. The only music that I have that might be applicable that we have to end would be this one. Hold on. I got this one.
Oh, God.
Oh,
are we going to cry?
We're going to cry. All right. So we'll see everybody next time. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.